Welcome to Myro, the smallest plane in the world, an exciting new schools musical based on the series of picture storybooks by British children's author Nick Rose. I'm Mike Roberts, the writer and composer of the musical, and together with Nick, we've produced a number of affordable musical packs that we feel you and your children will love to perform. Myro the musical can be performed as either a cantata for choir and narrator, or as a fully staged production with acted scenes, dance routines, and even costume patterns and scenery design. To give you a proper flavour of the musical, this CD contains a complete guide performance of the cantata version, using mixed ability choirs from Key Stage 1 and Key Stage 2. Myro the Musical is a flexible whole school resource that enhances several key curriculum subject areas and themes. For more details, click on Teachers at www.myro.com. For now, we hope you enjoy this performance of Myro, the smallest plane in the world. Myro the Microlite is the smallest plane in the world. He loves to fly, and he loves to sing.
My name is Myro, the smallest plane in the world. I'm flying off on adventures again. With my mate Gigi, we're always zipping around. Come on and join us in your aeroplane. We'd like you all to see his new Australian home and say
it was the most fantastic day ever. Myro's long-awaited move to Australia from the UK had finally arrived. It seemed like he'd been planning this move for ages, and he was tingling with excitement as he waited to board the cargo ship to head down under. "I'm Myro the Microlite!" yelled the tiny aircraft, zooming high in the sky. "Watch out, Australia! Here I come!"
Australia, we're on.
It took forever to get there, but when the cargo ship docked at Sydney Harbour, Myra was taken by road out of the city, up the east coast, through the bush and past the vineyards, until he reached his new home at the Flying Club in the Hunter Valley. At the Flying Club, Myro's new friends, Silo the Cessna, Hiley the Helicopter and Gigi the Gyrocopter, greeted him with a colourful Welcome to Australia party. They had filled the hangar with streamers and balloons, and Myro felt very important that they had gone to so much trouble just for him. "I must think of a special way to thank them," Myro thought happily as he raced down the runway and took off behind Gigi. Far below them, Myro could see strange creatures bouncing along on their back legs. Myro's first flight in Australia was amazing. Gigi, who was actually from New Zealand, had been living in Australia for just a few years and was thrilled to show a newcomer some of the scenery and wildlife she had come to love. Myro had no idea that there were so many exciting creatures that only lived in Australia. "I think I'm going to like living down under," he thought dreamily as he settled down for the night in his new hangar. While Myro was asleep, he dreamt about an amazing air show in which all of his favourite aeroplanes took part. His new Australian friends were in the show too, and it really was the best kind of dream. The kind of dream you want to last forever. When Myro did wake up, he was all excited about the dream he'd had. A surprise air show would be the perfect way to say thank you to his new friends for the party they had organised. He just needed to find some interesting aeroplanes to take part in his big surprise. Myro's new friends had gone flying whilst he was asleep, so he wheeled out into the sunshine to find someone to talk to. "That's odd," thought Myro. "Where have all the birds gone? And what's that rumbling noise? Myro whirled round and was astonished to see dozens of wild animals sprinting across the airstrip in a panic. They were terrified, running as fast as they could and heading straight for the billabong. Behind them, Myro saw the reason for their panic. "Yikes!" he yelled. "Fire!" The flames were leaping through the eucalyptus trees behind the hangar. "Mayday! Mayday!" Myro called desperately into his radio. But there was no reply. "I've got to get higher for the radio to transmit further," he thought. So Myro zipped over to the airstrip and zoomed into the black, smoky air. In no time at all, the brave little microlight was higher than the hilltops, and he tried his radio again. "Mayday! Mayday!" This time, there was an answer.
"My name is Hannah, a Hercules, roaring engines beneath my wings, the largest belly you've ever seen. Inside I carry all kinds of things through all kinds of weather.
Hannah the Hercules dived towards the flying club like a giant fire extinguisher and blasted the flames with sticky red foam. She circled the club and swooped back again, putting out the fire completely. "Wow!" congratulated Myro. "You must be the largest plane in the world. You can carry anything, even sticky red foam to put out fires." Myro thought Hannah would be exactly the right kind of airplane to take part in his surprise air show, and, with the fire safely out, he invited her to be part of the fun. As Myro taxied back to his hangar, he passed by a rickety old shed and discovered a very sad tiger moth called Timo. His paint was peeling away, and his bolts and rivets were rusted. And, even sadder than that, he had no propeller nor wings. Feeling very sorry for the tiger moth, Myro invited him to be part of his surprise air show. "But I can't fly anymore," moaned Timo. "My spare parts are so hard to find." "Don't worry," beamed Myro. "We must be able to restore you. Soon you'll be as good as new. Over the next few months, Miro helped to find all the parts needed to restore Timo, and before long, he was able to fly again. Miro thought a fully restored flying Tiger Moth would be exactly the kind of aeroplane to take part in his surprise air show, and Timo was delighted to be part of the fun. Of all the new friends Miro was making in Australia, Gigi the gyrocopter was his absolute favourite. They were both very small, had both moved to Australia from another country, and, most importantly of all, they both loved to fly whenever they could. Gigi and Miro had hit it off right from the start. On days like today, they liked nothing better than to zoom through the sky, chasing each other through the clouds and performing acrobatics in the air.
When I arrived, I was the brand new kid in town. New in the hangar and new in the clouds. When I heard your blade spinning, saw you winking and grinning, I knew that we'd become the best.
Time.
Myro thought that Gigi was exactly the kind of aircraft that should be in his air show. But he couldn't ask her, of course, or it would spoil the surprise. "Whee! Follow me!" cried Gigi as she circled through the sky. "I want you to meet my old friend Reiko." And they whizzed off together towards the Blue Mountains, where Reiko the railcar worked on the zigzag railway. Day after day, he carried tourists into the mountains and then brought them back again. Reiko knew the mountains better than anyone. "G'day, Gigi," tooted Reiko. "I see you found a flying lawnmower to hang out with," he joked. "I'm not a lawnmower," Myro shouted back. "I'm a super-fast aeroplane. Just see if you can catch me." With that, Myro zipped off above the track at full throttle, leaving Reiko tooting frantically on his air horn below. "Wait," warned Gigi. "Reiko knows these mountains better than anyone." But Myro didn't hear her. He was already too far away. Reiko trundled after Myro, tooting louder and louder and louder. Myro ignored Reiko's toots and picked up more speed instead. But as he followed the track around the bend, he suddenly saw the railway end in front of him at the bottom of a steep cliff face. "Disaster! Help!" yelled Myro, his engine spluttering in sudden fright. Myro pushed his wing forward and flew upwards, terrified that he wouldn't make it to the top. Then suddenly, whoosh, the little microlight came up safely into open sky. "Phew!" gasped Myro. "Reiko hadn't been trying to catch me, he'd been trying to warn me." Reiko really did know the mountains better than anyone. Myro flew over the mountain and joined the rail car. "I'm sorry," said Myro. "I was so busy showing off that I didn't realise you were trying to warn me." "I'm just glad you're all right," said the old train with relief. On the way home, Myro told Reiko about the surprise air show he was planning. Reiko thought it was a wonderful idea and promised to bring lots of visitors to the show in his shiny silver carriages. The two quickly became friends, and lawnmowers were never mentioned again. Early one morning, Myro was flying with Gigi over a small airfield. He noticed a big cross painted near the runway, with a red flare in the middle smoking brightly. "I wonder if someone's in trouble," said Myro. "We'd better check it out," replied Gigi. But as they landed, Myro looked up and, oh no, pirates! Loads of them! They were jumping out of an enormous old aeroplane called a Dakota and diving through the sky towards them with parachute packs on their backs. It was too late to hide. One by one, the pirates descended through the air at breathtaking speed. Making themselves very straight, like tiny rockets, they zoomed through the sky until they were moving in close formation, directly towards the frightened friends. Halfway down, the pirates steered towards each other, linked hands, and formed a large circle, just like a giant eye spying on Myro and Gigi. Then, releasing parachutes, they continued their descent. Pirates landed. "Hey, you two," yelled the biggest pirate. "What are you doing here?" "Uh-oh," said Gigi. "Now we're in trouble." "We've stumbled across a pirate hideout," yelped Myro. "We're not real pirates. We're skydivers," chuckled a lady called Penny. "We're just called the Parachute Pirates." Relieved, Myro taxied up to Penny and spoke softly into her ear so that Gigi couldn't hear. "That was an amazing jump," he whispered. "It's exactly what I need for my surprise air show." Penny quickly agreed that the pirates would perform a jump at Myro's air show. All the pirates then piled back into the Dakota for another jump.
Bye.
After watching the skydiver's incredible display, Miro and Gigi headed back to the flying club. "We'd better keep flying low, Miro," said Gigi. "We don't want to get run over by jet fighters in the military airspace above us." Miro was about to reply when suddenly there was a big bang from behind. "Whoa!" yelled Miro in fright as supersonic shockwaves threw him through the sky. "What was that?" "That's Jimmo the jet fighter," Gigi shouted. "He's flying far too low." "I'm supersonic," shouted Jimmo. "See you later, lawnmower." And then he was gone.
Bang, zoom, the engines roar, I'm super duper trooper supersonic. Wee spoon, you hear me soar across the sky, a mile high. Supersonic. Kabam, fastest bird, the highest air, the latest electronics. See my vapors, red your lights across the sky. Catch me if you can, I'd like to see you try. I'm a supersonic jet plane, whizzing through the air.
Suddenly, there was a loud crash and a billow of smoke in the distance. "Oh no," cried Gigi. "Jimmo must have crashed." "Quick," yelled Miro. "Let's go and rescue him." They set off through the sky as fast as they could. They zoomed through the valley. They raced over koalas in the eucalyptus trees. "Jimmo," Miro yelled, spotting his badly bent nose sticking out from the mound of earth. "I'm sorry I was such a show-off earlier," sobbed Jimmo shakily. "That's okay," said Gigi kindly. "Miro's radioing your location to the airbase. They'll soon send help." Chili the Chinook was scrambled to the rescue. Even though she was a large helicopter, her two rotors meant she could fly very fast. she soon found Jimmo in the bush, a little dented, but otherwise unhurt. Using strong harnesses and her powerful engines, she lifted Jimmo up and took him back to the airbase. Jimmo looked very embarrassed as Chili lowered him onto the runway at the airbase. "You should have seen him, boys," Chili cried, "hiding in the bush like a scared koala." And with that, all Jimmo's fellow jet fighters fell about laughing. Myra wheeled nervously towards Jimmo. "Don't listen to them, Jimmo," he said gently. "I'm sure they've all bitten the dust before now." "Anyway," he whispered, "you and Chili are exactly the kind of flying machines I would like to have take part in my surprise air show." Jimmo was delighted. "Hey," Jimmo called to his friends, "let's hear it for Myra, the smallest plane in the world." And they all cheered. It was the most fantastic day since Myra had moved to Australia. The day for his long-awaited surprise air show was finally here. It seemed like he'd been planning the show for ages, and he was now tingling with excitement as he waited to spring the surprise on his unsuspecting friends. "Come out, come out, wherever you are!" yelled the tiny aircraft, zooming high above the flying club. "Have I got a surprise for you?" One by one, Myra's friends emerged from the hangar, and were amazed by the assortment of aeroplanes lined up on the runway, ready to take part. "I've planned this surprise air show to say thank you for welcoming me to Australia," announced Myra excitedly. "I just need to decide who should lead the flying display." Everyone wondered who Myra might choose. Would it be Hercules Hannah or Timer the Tiger Moth? Perhaps the Parachute Pirates in their Dakota, or Chili the Chinook and Supersonic Jimmo?
Said Myra as he tried to make up his mind. "It's really a very hard decision to make. Because you're all so excellent at flying. And you've all become such very special friends. Let me think."
"You know," continued Myro in his best Australian accent, "there really is only one decision I can make. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, planes, trains and flying machines, please give a really big cheer for the leader of today's spectacular flying display, my best friend, Gigi!"
All the aeroplanes and visitors cheered excitedly as Gigi proudly led the procession down the runway, into the air, and off on another adventure.
"My name is Myra, the smallest plane in the world. I'm flying off on adventures again. With my mate Gigi, we're always zipping around. Come on and join us in your aeroplane. He'd like you all to see his new Australian home and say hello to all of his friends. We'd love to meet you too. You'll never be alone, flying together again and again. My name is Myra, the smallest plane in the world. I'm getting ready for takeoff again. With my mate Gigi, we're gonna zoom all around. So now it's time to go flying. It's all so exciting. Come join us in your aeroplane. We
hope you enjoyed listening to this guide performance of Myra, the smallest plane in the world. For more information about the musical and the books that it's based on, please visit www.myra.com and click on Teachers.